Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Ward reaches second base with a double. Romano goes all the way around to score. Ward moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hansen. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Virals moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Virals scores. Valdespino moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. Valdespino scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliva moves to second. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Valdespino. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCraw moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCraw scores. Hansen moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Twins. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-1 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Buford reaches second base with a double. Hansen scores. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-2 in the game. Valdespino hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-2 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. the Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Romano and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mincher moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall is walked intentionally. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-2 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Uhlander pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-3 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Bill Plice now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Plice fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Buford moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Buford steals home. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0-3 in the game. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-3 in the game, with a double. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Valdespino. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Berry is walked intentionally. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Cater now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-3 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Bob Allison pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Quilici moves to second. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. Verhals hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rollins tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 4 in the game. Valdespino strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.